this post, we do a deep dive into one of the songs from my new CD, Living in Strange Times. The track is My Haunted Mind. Full disclosure, this is my wife's favorite track on the CD. To hear the song without me talking over it, click the play button on the Spotify player below. Also, find me on Spotify, iTunes, and your favorite music streaming download service. So let's get to the deep dive. During our COVID crisis, I started writing a lot of new music, and this song came about during this strange time. The song started out as nothing more than me playing around on the bass guitar. When I'm in a writing phase, sometimes I start with a stringed instrument, an acoustic guitar or the bass guitar. Other times it starts with the piano. In this case, the track started out on the bass guitar and much slower, with a different groove or feel to it. Once I had everything in place, a cool bass guitar line, drums, and keys, I thought I was done. The song was done and ready for release. So I reached out to some fellow musicians to get their input. My brother Keith Ford loved the track and had some cool suggestions about the rhythm track. He's a drummer, keyboardist, and bass guitar player, so I tend to listen to his ideas. He thought it would be awesome with a different drum track, so I started playing around with different rhythms, drums, and speeds, and after playing around, including using bongos only, I somehow set the beats per minute, or BPM, to 120. I turned off the bass guitar and solo guitar work, and just listened to the keyboards and drums, and I was hooked. So back to the guitars I go, and started recording the bass guitar line and melody and solos again, at this faster time, or BPM. And wow, I really loved it. Now, I love both versions of this track, but because the Electronic Copyright Office only allows you 10 tracks at one time, I had to make a choice. So the upbeat, cool jazz version won out. The hook of this song came about accidentally while playing the bass guitar. So I decided to echo it or repeat it using the piano and melody guitar work. The track is written in the key of C minor, which I must admit is one of my favorites. C minor is one of those musical keys that has a dark or mysterious sound to it, hence the title, My Haunted Mind. The transition, or chorus, is in G minor, but walks around a bit and drops you back with a nice transition chord that leads to the C minor. I must admit, I agree with my better half. This is one of my favorite tracks on Living in Strange Times. I'll do more of these deep dives into my music and how I create songs in more posts. But for now, enjoy the music, and as always, remember, without music, life has no soul. Thanks.